That's right, Shep. The White House today declined to discuss the upcoming vacancy, but said President Biden stands by that campaign pledge to nominate a black woman to a lifetime appointment on the Supreme Court, and pointed to the diversity of judicial nominees the president has already installed on the federal bench.
Does the president believe that the current makeup of the court accurately reflects America's demographics?
He has nominated a historic number of judges who are people of color, a historic, I don't know if it's a historic number of women, but a majority of the judges he has nominated are women. That speaks to his desire and his interest in having courts around the country that look like America and that represent the experiences of America.
President Biden has nominated 62 women to the federal judiciary, including 19 black women. Possible replacements for Justice Breyer, according to NBC News, include Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, whom the president interviewed personally for her position on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, seen by some as a farm league for the high court, and California Supreme Court Justice Leandra Kruger. South Carolina Democrat and key Biden ally Jim Clyburn has backed Judge Michelle Childs from his home state to fill the vacancy. Any appointment would come at an inflection point for Mr. Biden, a potentially legacy-defining pick after a series of policy defeats and before that consequential midterm election that could cost Democrats their majority. President Biden's own experience with these nominations runs deep, chairing the Senate Judiciary Committee for 8 years and witnessing firsthand the protracted failed confirmation of Judge Merrick Garland in 2016. As to whether all 50 Democrats would unite behind the president's pick, today, the press secretary told me that's the hope.